Wherever he came from, he was calling out for freedom, chaos, anarchy, life. He was a shaggy old cat on the corner with an empty cup, a half full mind, and a half empty bottle of wild turkey, screaming out for resistance, a little bit of difference from the same shit we've been doing every day. He said, "Can you spare some change? Don't put it in my cup. Put it in the streets, in the office systems, in the buildings, in the White House. Put some change out there. Toss your 2 cents into the streets and shake that shit until it jingles." And he shook his empty cup at me. "That's what I need too, bro," I told him. "I don't want change that makes notes and dollars, so I got the cheddar I better had got when I get hot and holler at a chick like, 'Hey, don't be scared, girl. I was just trying to holler at you.' I want change that makes people with nothing to live for love life like never before. I want a change that makes us rearrange our priorities. A change like making the money holders the minority and everything that just like they are in population. But there's so much frustration with the fact that everybody's all for, all about, and only down with the money. And people think this shit's humorous when it's just an addiction. And if we didn't cut up so many trees, we'd just take the crucifixion. But then we wouldn't have dollars to take at the door when we charged admission." And he said, "Shit, son, that's as true as anything I've ever heard. Them some words that make me want to live." And on that note, he just up and walked away and tipped his hat at me like he had nothing left to say. And I still see that shaggy old cat on the street corner on occasion, screaming his revolutions and revelations at people of all persuasions. And he never turns toward me. He never looks or winks. And when I walk up to him, he never asks me what I think. So now I'm doing what that man silently told me to do. I'm finally putting my 2 cents in, so please, y'all, let my 2 cents make sense, and maybe y'all can add up to be some change worth more than a dime, and worth whatever time you've got free in your lives so that you might be able to make some change worldwide, because change isn't made by just mingling. It's made by being forceful. It's made by the force of spine tingling. And I'm asking you to be the change, so while I'm just the one thinking, I'm giving you the thought to spark, so let me see you jingling."